From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. We'll get an update on home prices this week when the closely watched S&P Case-Shiller Index comes out tomorrow. Meanwhile, the National Association of Realtors reported Friday that the median sale price of an existing home was almost $304,000 last month. That is up 14% from a year ago. One factor, among many, is the soaring cost of lumber. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more.
There are a lot of forces driving up the price of wood. COVID-related mill shutdowns and devastating wildfires have reduced the available supply, while demand for home building and remodeling has only grown. Paul Yonke with Forest Economic Advisors says a lot of the wood builders use comes from Canada.
And now that we're in the heart of winter, you do start to see some transportation disruptions, and that's further bolstering the prices.
Higher lumber costs are adding more than $20,000 to the price of a new single-family home on average, according to the National Association of Home Builders. Economist Daryl Fairweather at Redfin says that also makes existing homes more expensive.
Because if new homes are more expensive, existing home sellers can raise their price because they don't have as much competition from new homes.
Analysts say lumber prices should start to come down as the weather warms and production catches up with demand. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.